spiritual practice, prayer for the defectors. After a short break, the disciples gathered in a spacious hall with high ceilings for meditations. There was plenty of natural light streaming in through expansive panoramic windows. Light, transparent curtains let the golden sunbeams fill the room with a radiant glow. The space was filled with sweet and spicy scents with hints of sandalwood. Gradually, the hall filled with the murmur of voices from the followers of the sage. They shared their impressions after the spiritual discourse and prepared themselves for the upcoming practice. Each of them was in joyful anticipation of an important spiritual experience. Every new practice with the Keeper of Knowledge brought astonishing realizations and helped them live and sense the knowledge that the teacher shared.
"Beloved disciples,"
the sage began, and the conversations immediately ceased as everyone turned their gaze to the Keeper of Knowledge.
"Today, we have discussed how to respond correctly to lies and slander. We talked about those who succumb to the influence of the dark powers and stray from the spiritual path, about those who sleep in illusions and do not understand that they become conductors of the dark powers. Now we will engage in a special practice to help such individuals."
"Great one. Can we really help them?"
asked Victoria, addressing the sage with great respect and awe.
"You said that no matter what arguments we present, we will always meet resistance from such people. They will always be against us, and they will twist everything upside down and even make us look guilty."
"Yes, that's true. If we try to convince them otherwise, it will only multiply the negativity,"
the sage replied gently.
"But we must always remember that such people are suffering deeply."
A note of empathy resonated in his voice.
"They are profoundly unhappy because they carry various dark, demonic entities that constantly drain their energy. Such people become food for these entities, and these entities gradually enslave them, completely subjugating their will. Through these individuals, demons and imps manifest themselves in our world."
"And the worst part is that people are not even aware of it,"
said a dark-eyed man named Alexander.
"Yes, exactly,"
the sage confirmed.
"But for them to break free from this submissive state, they need to wake up and see the world as it truly is. They need to put effort into it. Only then can they overcome the dark powers within themselves. However, they cannot do this, as these entities have convinced them that the true reality is one where there is no God, no spiritual teachers, and all those who claim to be them are scammers. And that's why such people spend all their energy fighting for illusory beliefs."
"But, great one, the former disciples who practiced with us, they have already seen this divine light, felt God, and they know that it's all real,"
spoke the statuesque, fair-haired woman.
"So why do they still leave and start slandering with such bitterness?"
"Anna, the people who have departed from the spiritual path cannot admit their own weakness, their spiritual immaturity,"
the sage replied with compassion.
"They can't acknowledge that they couldn't work on themselves, that they couldn't endure the constant effort of spiritual practice, and the struggle to rid themselves of their egoism and sense of importance. To justify themselves, they start blaming others."
"But we still should try to help these people, right?"
asked a slender girl with charming freckles on her cheeks.
"Or not? I'm so confused."
"We can only help them in one way, and today we will do just that."
In the hall, a resonating silence hung, and the disciples fell silent, fearing to make even the slightest movement so as not to miss the wisdom of the Keeper. They all earnestly wished to learn how to help those who had strayed, those who had walked the spiritual path and then turned away, or those who never embarked on the spiritual path at all.
"We can pray for them with a special prayer,"
the sage spoke, and his words filled the entire space, carrying a simple yet profound and voluminous meaning for the disciples.
"These people cannot handle the dark powers on their own, so our prayer for them is crucial. Let us perform it together."
The sage looked around the circle of disciples, his gaze radiating infinite love and inner power, and the disciples responded with fervent looks.
Take your places in a circle so that you can all hold hands together. Assume a comfortable position.
The disciples eagerly and reverently took their places around the sage on the mats, crossing their legs, straightening their backs, and aligning their shoulders, preparing for a sincere prayer.
Imagine those individuals who were once on the spiritual path but stumbled,
the teacher said, and his deep magnetic voice enveloped the disciples, penetrating the very core of their souls with powerful vibrations of power.
Think about how unhappy they are, living in illusions and serving as fodder for demons. Remember how they suffer, unknowingly aiding the dark powers in perpetrating evil.
Sitting in the circle, the disciples focused, and their faces displayed expressions of profound empathy.
Let us now raise our hands to the heavens and call upon God's mercy for all people, without exception.
The sage continued. With these words, he lifted his hands with open palms, addressing the Almighty, and the disciples did the same. They attuned themselves to address the Lord, ready to intercede for those who had faltered and were suffering.
Lord, grant understanding to the foolish and ignorant. Give love to the cruel, the egotistical, the greedy. Help the betrayers, those who have turned away from you and brought shame upon themselves.
Joining hands, the disciples formed a circle of power and began repeating the prayer after the teacher. They opened their hearts to God, casting out anger and resentment towards those who, for a time, walked hand in hand with them, practiced together, and engaged in spiritual conversations. Now they felt their suffering, pain, and agonizing longing, as day after day, these individuals perpetuated the same script, sowing aggression, spreading slander and negativity. The teacher sat within the circle praying for all the people of this world, for those who had strayed, for those who were mired in vices, who had demonstrated spiritual weakness and succumbed to the influence of the dark powers. The sunlit hall was filled with the radiant energy of love emanating from the teacher's aura. It was evident that under the influence of the teacher's energy, the disciples were not merely reciting words but experiencing each word with their entire being. They sincerely empathized with their spiritual brothers and sisters who had strayed and now lived in constant negativity and malice, disseminating aggression, suffering, and pain, while themselves being tormented and choked by their own venom.
Grant the power of the Spirit to the coward who indulges themselves in their ego in all things. May we all be able to follow your ways, God.
At that moment, the disciples understood the straying individuals, for they too could find themselves in their place if they ceased to progress, succumbing to temptations and weaknesses. Each of them clearly saw those fragments of Judas within themselves, deeply concealed and suppressed. But no one would renounce the possibility of these fragments manifesting and growing stronger. Now, the disciples prayed not only for the straying spiritual brothers and sisters, but also for themselves. They prayed for the strength to overcome their own imperfections and vices, for the negativities within them never to manifest, and for the Almighty to grant patience and support for their continued spiritual development.
Grant us creativity to create something good for people. Bestow thoughts that will help me and the school to develop.
The Keeper of Knowledge concluded the prayer, and the disciples repeated his words, still holding hands. The effect of the prayer was overwhelming. Tears of purification glistened in the eyes of many disciples. It was as if they had awakened from a long slumber, seeing within themselves numerous facets: cruel, greedy, cowardly, depraved, betraying the truth. They wept from the agonizing realization of their own sinful nature. Yet at the same time, they felt joy and grace from the proximity of the teacher, who helped them work on themselves to never manifest this deeply hidden essence, to spread the divine light around themselves, to bring love into this world, and to pray to God for enlightenment, love, and the power of the Spirit for the development of every individual. They were happy because they could strive towards the light and choose truth and freedom. When the prayer was over, the disciples remained in an exalted state of enlightenment for some time, then slowly began to return to reality. The tears of purification had dried, and now their faces radiated a bright inner light. Through their eyes, gratitude to God for His all-pervading love was transmitted.
"Great teacher, you know. I suddenly felt that I could be in their place,"
spoke up an elegant petite woman with numerous bracelets on both hands.
"And not just me, anyone among us."
"Yes, I felt the same way,"
added Victoria, adjusting her glasses with a familiar gesture.
"And also, at one point, I realized that we are praying not only for these people, but for ourselves too."
"And I had the same feeling,"
confessed Alexander, echoed by several other disciples.
"Indeed, there is a dark side within each of us,"
said the sage.
"But we must not succumb to temptations and doubts that would lead us away from the spiritual path. Any doubt weakens the connection between the spiritual teacher and the disciples."
"What does that mean, Keeper?"
asked a slender young man with a short, hedgehog-like hairstyle, attentively looking at the sage.
"Imagine that the teacher is pulling a disciple out of the abyss of ignorance and suffering,"
he began explaining in detail.
"And so the disciple grabs onto the rope, gradually climbing out of the pit. But suddenly, doubts arise. Should I even be doing this? Maybe it's worse up there. Perhaps the teacher wants evil for me." And then, the thick rope in the disciple's hands gradually becomes thinner and thinner. And if the disciple continues to doubt, this connection breaks altogether. Then the disciple falls back into the abyss, often much deeper than before. That's why we must not allow doubts. We must monitor our feelings and elevated emotions. If they arise, it means we are heading in the right direction."
The young man nodded, gratefully accepting the explanation. Meanwhile, all the participants of the prayer had gathered around the sage. The disciples were filled with impressions, and they wanted to share them with the sage and with each other.
"Great one, thank you for allowing us to experience this,"
spoke Dasha with reverence, approaching the master and expressing the overwhelming feeling of tranquility and radiant joy.
"When we started praying, I began to envision these straying individuals, these people who had departed from the spiritual path, and I felt their soul's pain and suffering as if it were my own. I felt how they were losing power, how the dark powers were draining their life energy, how they needed our prayers and divine love."
"Yes, that's correct,"
confirmed the sage, his lips curling into a radiant smile.
"That's why it is crucial to pray for them more often, not to engage in disputes with them or respond with aggression to aggression, not to be angry or offended, as that would only multiply the amount of evil in the world. Let us help those who have strayed and bring light and goodness into the world."
Enthusiastic applause filled the room as the disciples expressed their elevated emotions and continued to share their newfound realizations for a long time.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.